During the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur prayer, we begin after Atah Kadosh, after the declaration that God is holy and His name is holy. Before we conclude that blessing, we have a long addition in which we say, Uvichin. And so, Tein Pachtecha Hashem Elokeinu al kol ma'asecha. God, may your fear rest upon all your creations. May they all recognize that you're running the world and be fearful of you. The matcha and awe of you should be al kol ma shebrata, on everything that you've created. So the word uvichin, with which we introduce the next three stanzas, uvichin ten pachdecha, uvichin ten kavod, uvichin tzadikim, comes from Esther's. Esther said, uvichin avo lamelcha shelo chadat. And so I will come to the king, even though it is unfitting, he hasn't invited me, I will come before the king. And we are taking that word, uvichin, and we have in mind, okay, and so I'm coming before the king. When we start the Atah Kadosh and we come to the word Uvichein, I always pause on Uvichein and I shudder. Because I'm thinking, if Esther said before she came to an uncircumcised Gentile king, she said, and now I'm scared for my life, and so I'm coming, even though it is unfitting. How much more so should we feel that way? We're coming before Hashem, Ashalokadat, it is unfitting. Uvichein also corresponds to the word chesed. Uvichein is gematria 72, and that is the gematria of chesed. Bichein is 72. So we're saying, and with chesed I come to you, Hashem. Really, I have no right, but I come to you with chesed. And the same concept we really say every day when we start the Shemona Esrei, we say, Hashem spasai tiftach. Hashem, you open my lips, because in essence, if I just think who I'm standing before, how could I even say anything? But help me out, Hashem. You open my lips so my mouth can say your praise.